Once more, last week was so, it was a very happy time with you, and I hope you are having a blessing time this morning. So, I'd like to announce the scripture for this morning, and I'd like to invite you to open your Bible, Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. Verse 12 and 13. Mark chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. The Bible says, at once the Spirit sent Jesus out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and angels attending him. That's the word of God. Okay, you can see, please. As Pastor David said, I'm a pastor in Fairfield. We have a community there, a congregation there. It's a Brazilian congregation. And I'm here in USA for 16 years. My wife, Marcia, came with me. My kids, they grew up here. And then after college, they are here working around us. And my older daughter is a physician. She finished her medical school in Brazil, but she came back. She works for Yale University. My another daughter is a psychologist, and she has a daughter, my granddaughter. Her name is Cecilia. She is 5 years old, and she works for Heart for Healthcare in research, neuroscience research. And my son, he lives with me. He finished his college, and he works for a nonprofit organization in Norwalk called Open Doors. He works for he is a outreach manager. He used to go outside and bring people who lives in the street, and he tried to help people find a better place to live and a medical resource or everything they need. And the interesting thing, Pastor Dave, is that my son, when he was at high school, he did many tests, vocational tests, more than 10. And most of them, the results were like you could be a pastor. Based on your answers. And he said, Daddy, I don't want to be a pastor. I'd like to follow any other career, but not, I would like to be a pastor like you. So I understand. So, okay, he went to the college. He's graduating politics, international relations. But now, he works for this organization, and he's a pastor because he takes care of people, right? And one day I told him, well, as I see my son, you are doing the same job I do. You are taking care of people. Yes, Daddy, I like to take care of people. Yes, you are a pastor like me. And he said, oh, yeah, kind of. So I'm just sharing my little bit part of my story. Just you can know me a little bit better. I like this passage because we can see how we are safe in God's hand, and this passage talks about the period in which Jesus was in the desert. And I would say that the period that when Jesus was in the desert, I would say that this is the summary of what this life would be. What it means? Jesus in the desert was tempted. He was among the beasts. And he was provided by angels. But not only the desert. If you read Jesus' life through the gospel, you're going to see that Jesus was tempted in other times. Jesus was among the dangerous people. But Jesus was provided by angels, by the love of the Father. And this text shows us what we can expect in our lives. Like Jesus, we can expect the same. In this life, we will be tempted. We will be among dangerous people or dangerous circumstances. And we will experience the God's care for us. So I'd like to share this text with you, and I'd like to find how we should respond to the challenges that we face along our journey. First of all, I'd like to talk about the Jesus temptation. The passage says Jesus was tempted by Satan in the desert. And the devil's great temptation was to make Jesus break his purpose of obeying God. His purpose, the Satan purpose, was taking Jesus out of communion in relationship to God. The devil's great temptation was to make Jesus a human being bezel with himself and his conquests. The devil's purpose was to make Jesus a disfigured human being, divided in his devotion to God, hybridizing in his existence, sometimes led by God, sometimes led by himself. Remember last week when I was here, I preached about the first Adam, the second Adam. The people who are here, we remember that. The devil's purpose was to make Jesus like the first Adam, someone who couldn't obey God. And Jesus was tempted by Satan in this way. And this is what we face every day in our life. The temptation to become dazzled by our achievements, dazzled by pleasures, by the life that we can establish with our efforts, unto the point where we don't need anything or anyone else, unto the point we don't need God anymore. It is an attempt to think that living without God can have positive results. It was the way the devil did, and now he wants others to do the same. As long as we live, we will be tempted at every moment. There will always be a temptation of thinking that we can live without God and run our own lives in a better way. It's a lie, but we are tempted every day to think like this. And Jesus was in the desert, and he was tempted by Satan to think that he could live his own life without God and get a nice life without God. Jesus was tempted by Satan, and this is the kind of temptation We face every day to live far from God. Second, the text says Jesus was with the dangerous animals, or depending on the other Bible version, it says beasts. Jesus was with the beasts. And there are two moments in the Word of God where this expression appears. In the Old Testament, it says, beast of the field. And I remember when the Israel was going to make its entrance in the new land, God said, I will not destroy your enemies once. Because if I destroy your enemies, the beast will multiply against you. Because of this, God said, I will keep part of your enemies to protect you. Because if I destroy your enemies, the beast will multiply against you. It's interesting because sometimes God don't answer our prayers like we desire, because He is protecting us. Because it's a way God has to say, okay, I will take care of you. Can you imagine if God answered all your prayers? Can you imagine where you be today? Sometimes I say to God, God, thank you so much, because sometimes we don't, or many times, we don't answer my prayers like I'd like. Because you know, I know and you know, you have the best for me, and you know what's the best for me. Well, the second time when this expression, beast, appears on the Word of God is in 1 Corinthians 15:32, when Paul says, in Ephesus, I fought with wild beasts. But in this case, Paul is talking about people. And he called dangerous people like wild animals, beasts. In Jesus' case, I would say, in the desert, he fought beasts. But during his ministry, he fought beasts too. When he fought the religious guys that tried to kill him, betray him too. But I would say that as Jesus fought beasts in his life, we also face the same. We have to face, I would say, internal beasts, external beasts. What does it mean? For external beasts, I would say bad people, dangerous people, people who doesn't, people who don't like us or try to make bad things to us. Sometimes we have to face bad circumstances, bad events in our lives. But I would say that we have internal beasts, like temptations, like our passions, like our weakness, our bad attitudes, or as we confess it, our former sins, our bad attitudes we carry inside us. We always be among the beasts. With the beasts, we fight, resist, and rest in hope of the resurrection and eternal life. But there's an interesting thing here. Jesus lived with the wild beasts But pay attention, he never lost his tenderness. He lived among their wolves, but he never became like them. He never reacted like them. He lived among the wild beasts, but he kept his Lamb of God's heart. He kept the image of God. That's the point for me. That's the point to me. Because I think that our goal in this world is live like Jesus. Live in this world, but keeping the image of Christ in us. Keeping the heart of sheep. The spiritual, unshakable. Maybe you're going to remember there's a passage in Luke chapter 10. Gospel of Luke chapter 10, when Jesus sent his disciples. I think it's 70 disciples. And he said, I'm sending you like a sheep among the wolves. Be careful. And it's interesting because when they return, and they said to Jesus, Master, we did some things wonderful. We preached the gospel. We expelled demons. We had the opportunity to cure sick people. Everything you said, we did it. And Jesus said, oh, I'm so glad because I saw when Satan was being defeated by you, by the power of God. But the most interesting thing for me in this passage is that Jesus sent them as a sheep. And when they returned, they were sheep. Because the problem is, there are many believers who are sent by Jesus to this world as a sheep. But during the process, they become wolves. And when they return to Jesus, Jesus look at the guys and Jesus say, something is different in you. I sent you as a sheep, but there are some parts of wolf in you. And the guy said, no, Jesus, I'm the same. But Jesus said, I don't know, you look like wolf. That's what happened to us. That's why our goal is to keep our heart like sheep in this world. This is our goal all the time. Like Jesus, he lived among the beasts, but he never became like them. And third, the text says Jesus was served by angels in the desert. And this means providence. Here, the Bible is talking about the God's permanent care over our lives. We live in the midst of temptations and trials. We live in the midst of beasts that try to destroy our lives. But the Bible says we are never alone and we will never be left behind. Be served by angels means providence of God. And God's providence is expressed in the answers from God we receive every day. Show the direction you need. Show hope. Show the peace in our hearts. Show the many deliverance from evil we experience. Show our mental health, emotional, spiritual health, and so on. We have received many of God's hand from his providence every day. And every day we can count the blessings God has given to us. 2 Timothy 4:17, Paul says, God delivered me out of the mouth of the lions. God will always provide what you need to live in this world. He will provide angels. He will provide people. He will provide circumstances. He will provide situations. But the point is, we will never be unprotected in the desert. We will never be unprotected in the face of wild beasts and trials. It is as if we live exposed, but we are armored. In 2 Corinthians 6, from verse 9, Paul says, we live like unknown, but well known by God, to God. We live like saddened people, but we are always happy. We live like punished, but not killed. Poor, but enriching many, having nothing, but possessing everything. The children of God live under a banner called the providence of God. Please remind this. The children of God live under a banner called the providence of God. And Jesus experienced the providence of God in his life, like you and me can experience every day. I'd like to conclude this message saying, in 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 18, Paul says, the Lord will deliver me from every evil work. And after, he said, the Lord will take me safe to his heavenly kingdom. Being free from the evil work doesn't mean that we won't be affected by it. Doesn't mean that we won't be hit. We won't be hurt. We won't be injured by people and circumstances. It doesn't mean that we won't be assaulted by anguish and annoyance or pierced by agonies and absurd pain. But it means that despite everything, we can live in this world with our interior intact. Excuse me. We can live with our heart intact, entire. Arriving safe in the kingdom means arriving whole, without missing a single piece of ourselves. Excuse me. Jesus was pierced for our transgressions, said the Bible. He was crushed for our sins, betrayed, abandoned. The Bible says he was a man of sorrows. But when he arrived in heaven, he was whole, entire. To say that despite the temptation that surrounds us, despite the wild beasts that surround us, whether they are internal or external, we will always have the good hand of God to lead us and to bring us safely to his kingdom. Because we will always have the good hand of God and his providence in our life, in our lives. And in the end of everything, when I read this message, when I read this text, I can conclude we are never alone. We are never alone. We, the Church of God, we are never alone. even though we have to face temptations, even though we have to face the beasts, whether external or internal, we have always the providence of God on us. We are under the God's care, and that we can live in peace because of His presence in our lives. May God bless you. Amen.